This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of floor tickets for Alice in Winterland. Ooh, December 6th at the Masonic. Plus, we're giving you a meet and greet with Michael Franti, one of the amazing artists performing.
You'll like meeting
out.
Him.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's a pretty special dude.
It'd be hard to not like meeting him. He's so kind. And
unfortunately, last night when we introduced him at our work event, which we were at until 8, mm-hmm. He comes out and he gives me a hug and you know, it's a greeting as we introduce him. Michael Franti, and he comes out and he gives me a hug and I'm thinking, goodbye.
Wish I could stay.
As your head is touching his belly button.
Yeah, right. He does make me feel petite. But yeah, I was absolutely thinking, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be staying for your show.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah. I'm sure he can forgive it. He knows. He listens to the show.
He does.
He knows we get up early.
And I know he does so many events, but he's one person I feel guilty about not attending his events because he gives so much to the world.
He does.
I want to give back by being there, but you can't be at everything.
It's true. And I feel like, I swear to God, I may have seen more Michael Franti concerts than any other
Ditto.
Person I've ever seen.
Yeah. Him and Scott Caparel.
Yeah, I know. Boy, those people guilting us into going to their shows. Yeah. Anyway, call now and you'll get to meet him. And he just couldn't be a nicer guy. And then you get to go to Alice in Winterland as well, which is great news. So let's see. It's 7:07. It's Hump Day. Don't forget Survivor's on tonight.
Oh, go back for a second. Remind people, we'd love for them to bring some toys.
Yes. If you have tickets for our sold out Alice in Winterland, we are asking that you bring a new unwrapped toy. In fact, don't we have a listing somewhere? Because you were saying that it's not just little kids that need the toys. It's
the older kids.
Teenagers who are forgotten about.
Yeah.
I think that the Marines might be swinging by early enough to talk to
today. I have
a
meeting with them later, Vinny, so I told them to stop by a few minutes earlier. So maybe do a few texts. We'll have them on for 2 minutes. And they
could
later
tell today.
Us, yeah, and they could tell us
some of the stuff they have going on. Right?
Things
yeah.
are for sure going to be a little different this year, but we absolutely are going to do what we can. And I know for a fact I've got 10 skateboards from the guys at Deluxe. They already made them,
yes.
built them up. I picked them up. The guys did a great job, and I've got boards. We've also got bikes from Specialized.
Specialized. Thank
so
you, guys.
Those guys came through again.
Helpers in this in our cause. Mm-hmm. But the you'll be able to see those. Actually, if you have tickets for Alice in Winterland, you will see some of that stuff just right out there on the floor displayed, and we're hoping to really fill the bins that night.
Right.
So if you can please bring a new unwrapped present, that would be great. And RadioAlice.com has all the info on that. Let's see. The Billboard Hot 100. These are the top songs in the country at this moment. Most of them are just awful, so brace yourself. We're going to start with number 100. It's called Burn the House Down by AJR. Why isn't this number one? There you go. That's
I've played a song from AJR for you before. It's one of my favorites. It's called
Let's hear that.
It's called Weak.
That's good. So who is this AJR person?
I don't remember, but I was listening to this for a minute. It was on the Hot 100 back then as well. They don't have that many hits yet.
He keeps it number 100?
No, he was somewhere in the 30s, I think, with this song.
Well, there you go. He's at number 100 now with Burn the House Down.
It looks like it's a band of three boys.
Oh, maybe A, J, and R.
Adam, Jack,
are they brothers?
And Ryan.
American indie pop band composed of multi-instrumentalist brothers. Adam, Jack, and Ryan met. M-E-T.
How fun.
The band is a do-it-yourself pop group who wrote, produce, and mix their own material in the living room of their Chelsea apartment.
Well, that is fantastic.
They have three successful songs, including Weak, I'm Ready, and Sober Up.
Oh.
And what's the new one that you just played?
Burn the House Down, which debuted at number 100.
Nice.
Congratulations, AJR, a band of brothers. Skipping up to number 10, ZZ, Kodak Black featuring Travis Scott and Offset. That is number 10. Down a piece from last week. Lil Baby and Gunna. Song called Drip Too Hard is number 9. Dropping Like a Rock to number 8 is Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B, Girls Like You.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sheck Wes is number 7 with a song called Mo Bamba. Number 6 is Panic at the Disco's High Hopes. Juice WRLD's Lucid Dreams. Oh my God, still in there. Number 5. You Want Me Dead. Halsey, Without Me, is number 4.
Did you hear that story about her and John Mayer?
No.
Apparently she had tweeted something about trying to write some music on Twitter. And She's just, everything's coming out like stuff I've already done. She's having writer's block. And John Mayer pops up out of nowhere and is like, I can be over to break your heart in 20 minutes or something. And I'm like, that freaking guy is going to end up doing her. You know he is, right?
You know they're DMing right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like he went, oh, well.
She's a little cutie.
Let me say hi.
I can be over to break your heart in 20 minutes.
Trouble writing? Here's some inspiration.
Let me help you. Number 3 is Marshmello and Bastille, Happier. Number 2 is Travis Scott. Travis Scott is the father of Kylie's baby?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
He's big right now.
He is.
Like, he's on TV commercials. He's everywhere.
Sicko. What is he doing commercials for?
Kris Jenner that made him out there.
Oh, really?
Supposedly she's helping manage him.
Sure.
Cool.
What is he doing commercials for?
Samsung, I think.
Oh. I'm not sure.
And a few other things.
Sicko Mode is his song. It's at number 2. And number 1 for the 3rd week in a row. And I believe this is her first number 1 hit of all time. Ariana Grande. Thank you. Next.
Mm-hmm. I love that song. It's pretty. Mm-hmm. What's the deal with the video? Is it coming out Friday, they're saying?
Yes. She released some kind of little teaser for it with a Mean Girls screenshot.
Yeah. I don't know. The big news is Kardashian is going to make a cameo.
Oh.
They're not saying which one.
Oh, just a Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Well, thank you. Next. Ariana Grande, 3 weeks at number 1. Congrats to her. Vinny, who does Axl Rose think is the best frontman, and who does Axl Rose? It's not a.
Oh, I know who it is.
Don't say.
I saw the story, if the frontman's different than the band,
it's
then
not.
Oh, okay, so it's Queen.
Yes. Yeah. Queen is the best band of all time, and Freddie Mercury is the best frontman of all time. He was given an interview, and he was asked who does he consider to be the greatest frontman ever, and he said, for me, it's easy. Queen is the greatest band, and Freddie Mercury is the greatest frontman of all times. The band are the greatest because they embrace so many different styles. He actually has long been a huge Queen fan. Back in 92, he performed Bohemian Rhapsody with Queen and Elton John at the Freddie Mercury tribute concert for AIDS Awareness.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I guess that later in that show, he and Guns N' Roses joined Queen for We Will Rock You.
So all right.
He's long been.
Did he watch? Do you know if he watched Bohemian Rhapsody?
He does not say. Let me see if it says. I do not believe it. He was in the news yesterday because he was so sick in Abu Dhabi. I guess he was barfing for 5 hours straight, and then he got on stage and still managed to do 20 of the 28 songs they planned to do. And so there's that. Metallica.
I love Metallica.
Metallica is our next story. Try to group all the music news together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Feels cohesive. Metallica is, we had heard that they just did an acoustic set recently, and they're going to release it as an album. So it's coming out, let's see, live acoustic album on vinyl, February 9th. It's called Helping Hands, live and acoustic at the Masonic.
Oh.
Right here in town.
Nice. Is it for charity?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys, it's not the Masonic. One of the local clubs is going out of
business.
Mezzanine.
Because the rent is so high.
Oh, boy.
And I think they're renting it out to a tech company.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Poof. Sorry. So Masonic, Metallica.
So this is Helping Hands, live and acoustic at the Masonic. It's a double album. It's going to be available on digital and streaming platforms. But I think the only physical one is going to be on vinyl. It was recorded earlier this month. It's the one I believe we were talking about it at the time. It's going to feature not just a bunch of Metallica songs, but also some cover songs as well.
Mm.
They're doing a Deep Purple song called When a Blind Man Cries.
Did you like Deep Purple?
No, I can't
either.
Say that I, you know, the Smoke on the Water
sure.
songs.
Yeah. I know some of their songs. I just, you know, so many people reference them as the early, you know, rock gods. And I don't know.
They did a Blue Oyster Cult song that I've never heard of either called Veteran of the Psychic Wars. They did a song by Nazareth, who do my favorite song of all time, Love Hurts. It's called Please Don't Judas Me. And they did Bob Seger's Turn the Page.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. I love that tune.
Those are all the songs that Metallica did.
Well, those are listed as some of the covers. I'm not sure if that's all the covers they did, but they did. It's a double album, this acoustic thing, so that must be tons of Metallica stuff as well. So we'll get the whole thing on February 9th. It does not say who the beneficiary is of this. They just say they did it for a charity event.
Let me see. I'll see
if you can
up.
Figure out who benefits from that. That's, that is interesting.
I'm not really a live record guy, and I'm also not really wanting to hear them acoustic. Right. No, I like acoustic when it's done, you know, like, I like that Michael Franti shows up with an acoustic, or your husband.
Yeah.
Pulls that thing out, and next thing you know, you're in an airport, and everyone's singing.
Yeah.
You're like, Jesus.
So fun. Oh, my God.
Dude travels with his own, but you know.
He brought a uke on that trip, you know.
Right.
He felt right for Hawaii.
But yeah, I mean, to buy the record, I'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to listen to what I got. Mm. I like rocking out. Mm. I like them when they do their thing.
Right. But it's nice that they have such range. It's great.
That said, I bought the Jay Maskus acoustic solo record, and he's amazing. Mm. I love him. I love him. Like, and I love that I get a record, put it on, and that I love it. Mm. You know, where you just go, oh, it's so good. I'll listen to this a lot. And I have others where I'm like, I'm never going to press play on this again. Darn it.
Can I return this?
Shoot. I got had.
Dude, $12 a month.
Helping Hands is the charity.
Okay.
sort of unclear what this means, but it says every year one out of 2,000 children in the United States is born with an upper limb abnormality.
Oh.
And so this organization helps parents cope, supplies them with support.
And that's what the record sales will benefit?
Yeah.
Oh,
helping Hands.
That's huge.
Yeah,
okay.
That's great. Well, there you go. Looks like February 9th. And so that'll be fun. We'll get to listen to that when it comes out. We're still here in February. You know, we're hopeful.
What?
I don't know. You know,
what's happening?
Knock on wood.
I hate to go long term. You know, love to still be here.
You know, New York might come calling, right?
We're talking about.
I'm sure that's going to happen. Hilarious.
I just imagined this all.
We'll just say Fresno.
Pressing
the walk button on the street right over here. Catty Corners, another radio company, will all be on the.
Hey, can we come over? Guys, please. We just want a microphone. Put one in front of our face.
Right there?
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Literally across the street. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What are you guys doing?
It seems they've turned us off over here.
Our key cards aren't working anymore.
They unplugged us.
Isn't it such a freak? The other day, the elevator wouldn't work with my key card. I was like, oh, no.
I've thought that too so many times.
All of us have thought that.
Oh my God.
They finally got to that.
They're done with me.
Oh. Dude, the worst, or the garage, either one.
Right. Yeah. Like, the garage doesn't open. You're like, oh no.
Beep. I'm like, why isn't the garage opening?
And then someone pulls in behind me. I pull forward. I'm like, can you let me in? Yeah. My key card's not working. I don't know why. Yeah. So we were talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine yesterday. The dude is facing life in prison, like racketeering charges, firing a firearm during the commission of a robbery. I mean, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested on November 18th, and his record was supposed to come out on the 23rd, which was last Friday. He had a brand new record, a whole album coming out called Dummy Boy. So they postponed it indefinitely, but over the weekend it leaked. So they did wind up releasing it. Amazon is saying...
Why would they postpone it? Because he couldn't do the promo for it?
I guess so. They postponed it because the dude got thrown in jail.
I thought the promo for it... I mean, you'd think he'd be in jail going, the promo for it is me in jail.
Yeah.
Dingbat. I'm everywhere. That's like I'm right here right now. This is
well, maybe they decided that they'd made the wrong decision and leaked it themselves, Vinny. So the record is out, though, now without any real fanfare because of the fact that it didn't come out on the day it was supposed to.
And, bummer.
Yeah. So it looks like we have, I have a whole track listing and everything. Dummy Boy is the name of it. Here's a nice picture of him looking like a dummy boy. And he is in jail right now awaiting bail or hoping to get bail. So, he, again, kind of a dummy boy. So did you grab a couple things off of this?
Yeah, I grabbed a couple songs.
Yeah, let's hear what Tekashi
To just put 6ix9ine all over you.
I know.
I mean,
it just doesn't seem like a great choice, but, you know.
Well, I get it. It's his name, and it's his. But you could get other tattoos, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, his hands are just covered in 6ix9ines.
Yeah. And his forehead.
Right.
He's got all kinds of spider webs on his neck and stuff.
All right.
Here's
so
a
let's hear.
Here's a picture of like a little animation of him with his pants down, peeing. It's actually in color. He's peeing rainbows. So that's fun. Kinds of stuff going on there. Go ahead. Give me what you got.
Here's one you already heard. This is Fifi.
Oh, sure. This is in the top 10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or was.
Yep. With Nicki Minaj on this track. And this next one has, it's called Mama, featuring Nicki and Kanye West.
Oh. Is that Kanye?
Her doctor got her busting out her bra.
Oh.
Mother.
Get
bra.
It? She
I
got
do.
Boob job.
Okay.
Is this part of the video? Remember they were doing a video shooting?
Which song was that? Yeah, there was an actual shooting at the mansion where they were, and they had spent so much money getting that place set up to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's some fashion house that's really pissed at him. Fashion Nova, I think it's called.
Yeah.
He changed a lyric in his song. They had paid him up front for him to put a lyric
it's
about
six
them
figures.
Into his song, and he changed it from Fashion Nova to Apple Bottom because I think Nicki Minaj was like, Cardi B's got a thing with Fashion Nova. Can
right.
you please change that lyric? And he went, all right. Mm-hmm. And kept their money. And they were all like, gool. What? He's all, I'm in jail, man. You know, sue my estate because I'm busy right now. Anyway, there you go. Tekashi 6ix9ine. A record came out. And so I guess we'll probably see. Will that show up on next week's charts?
Well, it was supposed to. I think it released. It was supposed to release last Friday, but.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
So maybe not. Maybe it won't.
Because it only came out this week after
right.
it was leaked.
Who knows?
And that was the only song with Nicki and Kanye on it, so there was probably that video that
right, because they were both there when the shooting happened mm-hmm. and fled the scene. What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
Kid hates dentist.
Oh.
Girls. Oh. And, oh, and a cheapskate after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy hour tomorrow night, 5 to 7 at Lucky Strike Lanes in San Francisco. It's at 200 King Street. Drop by and you can enter for a chance to win tickets to the sold-out Alice in Winterland and passes to the Sarah and Vinny pre-party. There ain't no party like the pre-party, and after the party's the after-party. It's the Sarah and Vinny pre-party.
I like it.
Yeah, it is a good song, right? Mm-hmm. So that is tomorrow night, 5 to 7. Go to RadioAlice.com and get all the details.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Lot City Center, where the neighborhood plays. The Lot Cinema and Restaurant offers a chef-driven menu, craft beverages, and plush recliner chairs at each of their 10 luxury screens.
Mm.
The Lot, ENT.com. The Lot, ENT.com.
The Low Tent.
Right. The low tint.
.com.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
I want to mention the weather that's hitting California yet again. We've been getting snow. It's great news. California is seeing tons of rain and heavy Sierra snowfall.
Great.
And it's going to continue through the week. Big waves, gusty winds, and more rain here in the Bay Area. So
probably a little break today, but then later today, big storm.
Yeah.
So, you know, they say that's going to go through the middle of the commute tomorrow.
Mm.
It's going to be a doozy.
Mm-hmm. Take it easy out there. Give yourself a little extra time. Plan. Make plans. Plan for it. You can do this.
The changes in the Bay Area real estate market continue as Google has paid $1 billion for offices that used to be LinkedIn.
Oh.
Hooman, have you been to the LinkedIn building
have,
in Mountain
yes,
View?
Yes.
Why did they? So they just went for smaller.
No, well, you know, LinkedIn got bought by Microsoft, right?
No.
For like $40 billion.
Oh, is that right?
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, so there it is. Google purchased the former site of LinkedIn's Mountain View headquarters for $1 billion.
Hmm.
It's the largest Bay Area real estate sale in 2018.
$26.2 billion.
That's what Microsoft paid for LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, yeah.
When was that?
It looks like 2016, June 13th. 2016.
The article goes on to talk about the incredible growth Google has experienced and continues to, as they had an incredible, they're just talking about the $13 billion in cash that they're sitting on,
Jesus.
That they just bought more land in San Jose for $110 million. That's the downtown area. And they also leased a 300,000 square foot, building here in the city, One Market, which used to be the Salesforce headquarters before they built their big tower, moved into their big tower. Plus, they also paid $2.4 billion for someplace in Manhattan, which they're saying is the largest real estate acquisition nationwide for 2018. $2.4 billion. It's a retail and office complex next to their headquarters. In Chelsea.
Boy, oh boy.
Google.
Expanding like crazy.
Yeah, one of the things that Google does now, they they're buying so much land in San Francisco, they're letting their employees, you know, work in the city 2 days a week and then Mountain View 3 days a week, which makes working at Google way more attractive. From what I understand, Facebook doesn't have a campus up here in San Francisco yet. They're able to cherry pick people from Facebook over to Google just because you can work in both places.
Everything's changing. You know, yesterday I had to go get some kind of undershirt to put on for the event.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking,
it
could get chilly.
Oh, it could, sure. But you were regretting that choice.
Oh, God, I was so hot in that place.
It was hot.
But that was, you know, I haven't been to a party and a mixer or whatever you want to call that in quite a while.
Bodies in there crushed in.
But anyway, I went to the Macy's store where there used to be a Macy's Men and a Macy's
Union
everything
Square?
Else. Mm-hmm. Macy's Men's gone.
Oh, it is?
It's shut down.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I walk into the other store. I'm like, where's the...
What'd they say?
They go, fifth floor.
Oh.
They moved. They condensed it down.
What's there now?
Nothing. It's boarded up.
Oh,
they've you know how they shut that street down during Christmas
so everyone can walk
on that little fake grass, green grass.
Yeah, that just opened up last week.
They've got that opened up, but that building, it's closed. I don't know what.
Somebody let Salesforce know.
Yeah,
yeah,
or Facebook can move in there.
Exactly.
Yikes.
Huh.
I just wanted an undershirt, man.
Yeah. Were you able to find one?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I did.
Good. Is that the one you're wearing right now?
No. No.
It's a nice one.
I wore it last night.
I didn't
you
see it.
You just bought one or you bought a pack?
I bought a pack.
Oh, three packs?
Is that one from your pack, though, or that's a different one?
No, it was one of those, I don't like the term wife beater, but it was one of those tanky type things.
That's funny, Sarah, because I was looking at Vinny earlier thinking, oh, that looks like a new shirt.
Yeah.
Even though it's just a plain white t-shirt,
the sleeves look really crisp. And...
Yeah, it looks brand new.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a good-looking T-shirt.
Good job,
thanks so much, guys.
Fonz, you just need that leather jacket. Mm.
So the Chronicle did a story on what you just talked about, the Macy's Men's store closing.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
And Macy's declining to comment about the financial performance, but said this smaller store will appeal to shoppers who like the consolidated shopping experience.
Oh, all right. Well, one building, sure. Okay.
And then one other guy said, we've had a lot of extra space for a while. But it's not clear what they're going to do with it.
Sell it.
Yeah, sell it and make, you know.
$1 billion.
Who knows how much? I don't know how big that building is, but I'm sure it's attractive. It's got a good location.
Uh-huh. That's true.
There's a 70-year-old guy named Robert Davis from Key Largo, Florida. He installed a remote-controlled black shield that he can roll down over his license plate on his minivan so he won't have to pay tolls when he passes toll cameras.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so James Bond.
It is James Bond. It's also really cheap. Like, come on, pay your tolls. What are you doing?
Oh. Right.
Robert
well,
kept
thought,
getting
when you said cheap,
for it,
I thought
right?
you meant it's cheap for the shield.
Oh, no, I don't know. Well, I mean,
does it say how much
like
he paid for that?
For the shield, yeah.
Yeah, he figured it out himself. It's oh. what he built. He built this remote
and you said
control.
He's in his 70s, so he's like a guy who knows how to build things.
How'd
right.
they
guy
catch him?
Policeman actually saw it in action.
Oh.
Wow.
Robert was getting away with it for a while until about a week and a half ago when an off-duty Florida Highway Patrol officer randomly spotted the license plate shield in action, dropping down, covering as he passes through the toll,
that's so funny.
And then clicking back up when he was safely out of camera view. He was arrested and charged with organized fraud and petty theft.
Oh.
This story's fun. You know how we love girls so much, the boys, well, the heterosexual boys.
Sure.
Love you so much.
Well, even the gay guys love girls.
Oh, that's true.
Girls are lovable.
There's this commercial.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
Hooman.
That wasn't me.
There's this commercial. You know how I watch commercials. I like them.
Yes.
There's a guy. It's a Christmas commercial. This guy, he comes out of the house with his wife or girlfriend, whatever, and he's got a his and hers brand new trucks out front.
Oh.
A red one and a black one.
Oh, yeah, I know that commercial.
And she comes running out, and she runs right for the black one. And he's like, oh, well, I thought the red one. And she goes, I love it. And he's like, I like red. And I was just like, oh, boys, we just, no matter what, there we are.
In our red truck.
Take the black one, fine. Later, he's driving in the red one going, it's my own fault. Why'd I offer the options?
Right.
I just had to put the...
It was a red SUV versus a black truck.
So oh, is that what it was?
He got a nice big truck for himself, but she wanted the truck.
Yeah.
So he's like, she just looks at him and goes, I love it. And he's like, right, well, I'll take the... Anyway, boys, we do love you, is my point.
Thanks.
Here's a guy in Southeast England named Billy Higgins.
All right.
Looks like he's in his mid to late 20s, and he recently signed up to donate bone marrow.
Oh.
All because he wanted to talk to a woman he saw standing in line.
Oh.
The fact that he had a crush on her was his whole motivation, so he wasn't trying to be a good person. He just...
Oh.
But it got him signed up, and his bone marrow ended up saving the life of a 10-year-old boy named Rupert Cross.
Oh.
Rupert spent about 80 days in the hospital after he was diagnosed with rare blood disorder, and then he matched with Billy's bone marrow, and the transplant completely cured him.
Oh, my God.
They recently got to meet up for the first time, and Rupert's mom got so emotional about it, she couldn't stop crying.
And but then he told them the story about
even
how
even better,
he...
because Billy Higgins, the boy who got in line, he ended up marrying the girl he stood in line to talk to. He married her.
That's lovely.
He loved her. He signed up to donate bone marrow to someone he doesn't even know so he could talk to the hot chick. Ended up being a match of all the things.
Sometimes good deeds don't go unpunished.
Right.
Wait, hold on.
It was just meant to be.
No, they go unpunished.
Right.
That's what it is.
You got it.
He won. He won the lottery.
He like, donated bone marrow just to talk to a girl. And in the end, he saved a life and got the girl.
That's a lovely story, Vinny, of Billy Higgins.
Billy.
Young Billy Higgins.
It's fun.
That's great. It's a great story. And, you know, giving bone marrow is no joke. That is a big deal, and it's difficult and painful.
Painful, right.
Yes, but you can save someone.
Mm-hmm.
You should go and see if you're a match for somebody.
This next story happened last week, but I thought it was interesting because when I was a boy, my teeth wouldn't fall out.
Oh.
They just stayed there. And Dr. Urbanski had to pull every single one out because
they
wouldn't let go.
You like the dentist, huh?
And they wouldn't let the new, your big boy teeth come in.
Well, they were going to come in crooked if they didn't get out of the way.
Got it.
I mean, they did come in crooked, but I mean, that was, they figured it out and went, oh, this kid's teeth aren't falling out.
And you had braces, right?
I did have braces, yes. Anyway.
He had the old-fashioned kind, too, you know, with all the
full
just
metal
gear.
Wrap-around thing. Yeah. Like, they didn't just stick on the outside. They wrapped around. Mm. Oof. But I like
cranked
my teeth.
Teeth into place. Yeah.
So what? How old were you when he pulled out all your teeth?
Well, he was pulling them out one at a time, so it was happening as needed.
I see.
But the way it went was I would go to the dentist, and he'd go, well, we're going to have to take this one out. You got a tooth coming in underneath it. And so, you know, the needle, that numbing stuff.
And then the yanking.
Did they, when they did the x-rays, did everybody go into the bomb shelter?
Yes, and leave me there by myself.
Yeah, that was.
And yeah, you had children. It's great.
You did.
They put the lead shield all over you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Of course.
Me too, yeah.
There's a 36-year-old woman named Charisse Jones. She lives in Pennsylvania, and last week her 12-year-old son had a dentist appointment, and he did not want to go.
Okay.
Petrified of the dentist.
We all are.
You are?
Oh, I hate the dentist.
I was just thinking Yuzi's the one.
No.
She does not like the dentist.
Neither does Sarah.
I don't mind the dentist. I don't like being upsold. And I don't want to take x-rays every single time.
Oh.
So get off me.
Yuzi doesn't like that brain.
I don't.
Human.
Anyway, he was so against going to the dentist that he climbed on the hood of his mom's car. Like, I'm not going. He just held onto the hood of the mom's car, and she said, no, you're going. So she started driving with him on the hood of the car.
Oh, no. Oh, she's in trouble now, isn't she?
For what?
For driving with her kid on the outside of the car.
Instead of going to the dentist, she drove 2 miles to the police station on the streets where the speed limit was 40, apparently because she hoped they would help her convince her son to go to the dentist. When she got there, the cops weren't interested in helping with the dentist argument. They were interested in Charisse having driven 2 miles with her son on the hood of the car. Mm. She was arrested and charged with child endangerment and reckless endangerment.
Yeah, she could have easily killed her child.
Wow. That's not over yet.
She could have killed him, Hooman. A child.
She was doing 40 with the kid on the hood of the car.
That's no good. Gets hot, too, on the hood of a car. Could have burned him.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah, I remember not wanting to go to CCD, but I never had anything like
you
that.
You just hold on to the banister.
Dude, I didn't want to go so bad.
CCD
I just didn't like it at all.
Like, it's right in the middle of my
They won't
Wednesday
answer
evening.
Any of my questions. They got
Have
nothing.
Faith, my child.
Faith?
How many times did your mom have to pull on your
All
ankles?
All the time.
Every time?
All the time. I did not want to go.
Oh, CCD.
And I used to tell them, I'm like, look, you're sending me in to learn. I ask questions, and you know what they got for me? No answers. I don't like it. Mm. But eventually, the way it was sold to me was, look, you finish this. I think I finished at 13. You finish CCD. You can decide if you're going to go to church anymore. And I did. And I was
That is out a common
the
story.
The very next day.
That's funny. Mm. I stopped it after confirmation. John stopped after confirmation. It's like, look, we did our part. We did it. Now we'll spend the rest of our lives recovering from it.
Exactly. I figure I went to 12 years of Catholic school.
Oh, 12 years?
I don't want to say I'm done with religion.
You're done with it.
But I don't need to go to church to talk to the Lord.
All your schooling was
Nobody can
Catholic?
Say no.
My missus went to Notre Dame High in San Jose.
Okay.
Which is...
Is it all girls?
It is all girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Is it Catholic or is it just like
I think it's
Christian?
Catholic. No, well, I think it's... No,
I think it's Catholic.
Yeah.
It's called Notre Dame. It's Catholic.
Oh, it is? I don't really know.
Dummy.
Yeah, dummy.
I'm so dumb.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys should watch the Bastille Marshmallow video for Happier. Get the tissues. You'll need them.
Oh.
LOL OFOC.
I don't really feel like crying.
For those of you that don't know, OFOC is overwhelming feelings. It's what a kind, considerate young man says to a lady. This.
You know how much Notre Dame High School costs today?
How much?
$18,100.
A year?
A year.
That's
you know
outrageous.
What, though? What I just read or what just recently changed is for those of you saving in a 529, you can spend that money on high school.
On any tuition.
Oh, I thought it was just
anything,
college.
Anything educational.
It just changed.
Oh. Anything.
Yep.
It's good news.
So it's really good news.
Music video was a setup, man. It's pretty sad. It's about a dog.
Oh no, Vinny can't
growing
watch that.
Growing up and then not really a happy ending.
Dogs don't have happy endings.
The high school I went to, San Mateo, Tom Brady, yeah. Linswan. 21,759.
Oh boy, it's obviously a better school.
Well, I mean,
duh.
I don't know who. Anyone famous come out of Notre Dame, San Jose?
Yeah.
Who?
Dusty.
Dusty.
Oh, I wasn't. I didn't even think that. I was like,
like, yeah.
I gotta think of something. Hold on.
I'll look up there.
I think Marissa Mayer came out of there.
No, she did. He just made that up.
I didn't go there. You're just making stuff up right now, man.
Marissa, did you go there?
I didn't.
How many junior colleges did you go to?
I went to 16 junior colleges, but then I also went to Yale.
I don't know if she went to Yale.
Anyway, OFOC is when you don't want to overcommit, but you want to let someone know that you really do care for them. That's why OFOC is.
Obviously, there's overwhelming feelings of concern for
you don't
each
want to
other.
Mislead someone, but you're working your that your,
yeah,
your
that's
way
another
towards.
One of Vinny's things that made it into the actual Urban Dictionary.
Uh-huh. But didn't they say it's
a
douchebag.
It's a, what a douchebag says yeah. instead of I love you
yeah.
was there.
Not that
definition.
Vinny's a douchebag.
Oh, no, no. I mean, certainly, it would only be some other douchebag.
No. No, she says. Oh, no. No.
Ow.
Oh, no.
All right. There's one famous person that came from Notre Dame.
It's Marissa Mayer.
her
please
name?
Let it be her.
It's some chick named Michelle Dew. D-O. And she's the youngest member in the history of U.S. women's tennis table.
All right.
Or table tennis.
Ping pong?
Yeah. You guys got a ping pong player.
Let Dusty know. Yep. It's
well, good. I'll text her and let her know.
Maybe
oh, look
she
at the
knows
time,
someone.
You guys.
What about it?
Oh, it's we should late. Break. We'll take a quick one. Come back and I'll give you all the information I have about Celebrity Big Brother.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.